Okay, we'll start over. Today is Thursday, November 12th, the last day talking about programming styles. So now everybody can hear me. Yes, give me a thumbs up. I see Lucas says thumbs up. Everybody can hear me. So I'll talk loud, see me, share the screen, and we get through this last session today. I had problems getting my Jupyter Hub up and started, but I think I have it all set now. We got it recording, and we're going to talk about programming styles. So very important, particularly when we are talking about science. So a lot of this may seem like someone is just preaching to you, so I'll try to give you some examples. But the questions we want to answer is, how can we make programs more readable? Because typically, I think people should critique programs that you use for science just like you do papers. Programs are going to have to be submitted when you submit papers, just like data sets are now. 10 years ago, that was not a requirement. So 10 years from now, you'll probably have to submit your programs. How can programs check their own operations? We want to talk about some justifications for these basic programming styles, so it's just not what some people say, but actually is a doable, concise reason for doing this. And then there's a term called refactoring, or refactor, a programming term. It means to change your code around and make it better, but don't change what it does. So don't change the logic of how it works, but make sure that the documentation is there and that everything is set up right, and that it flows and you have good variables and that. And I was going to pull up, they got a Python community coding style, PP-8, that you can look at. So it really, really makes codes better. And you should really, 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 really do this. Document your code and document it as you go. If you don't put the documentation in before you write the code, as you're writing it, you never come back to it. You never have time. So document as you go. And please use clear, meaningful variables. So if you're plotting something related to time, have time in the variable name. So that doesn't confuse people. You know, if it's a certain type of time or something. And also, this is what I say, do not use tabs, spaces. The tab key should just be removed from the keyboard as far as I'm concerned. Sort of like manual typewriters. Okay, so one thing you can do is use what they call assertions to check the internal workings of your code. They're simple and powerful, and I'll show you one now. So we have a definition, calc, bulk, density, and we're going to have mass and volume that are going to be passed into this function. Return dry bulk density equals powder mass divided by powder volume. Okay, and the other thing that you should do for your equations is to define what they are and define where they are. Because otherwise, how do you check if it's right? I want to go back and know where you're getting this equation from. So you should have a write-up. You should define this in your code. And if there's a book, paper that you're getting it from, please put it in the documentation. Okay, so go ahead and try to type that in. Assertion that the volume is greater than zero. And this is another way to see that when you're not going to divide by zero. So if the assertion is false, the Python interpreter raises an assertion error, run time exception. And then you get this error message. So you can run the interpreters using the optimization switch, the capital minus O, to ignore assertions. So simple checks can be done with these insertions. So it's another way to check things that maybe you don't want to do an if statement or return none to do that. So the other thing, so there's a built-in function called help that is important to have. So if you make any type of complicated library or function that would be used by other people that we call a library, you really want help on that so other people can use that library. We have one for reading our aircraft data in, for example. And there's a big, actually half the function is the help statement. So half the code in the function is the help. So I'll show you one of these, definition average values. So here's another definition. Return average of values or none if no values are supplied. So if linked values. And so, you know, some of this stuff you may want to put in after you get the main thing running, but don't skip by it and not put in the help and other and things to make it useful. So, because we want to make things that are useful. And of course, I misspelled something. DF. So average values. So help function on a module in main. So it returns the average values and then it gives you this statement that comes in right here afterwards. So you can use that to return everything. So try to write that in your code. Often use multiple strings for a document. It starts and ends with three quotes. And Python can use either single or double quotes to begin these. So, and you can have blank lines. So if you want to have some comment that spans, this string spans multiple lines. So typically I only like to have 80 characters in the lines. So if you want to have multiple lines, you really want to put in the spans with the triple quotes to give you that. Okay, here I have a question for everybody. So highlight the lines or chat me. Why don't you try to chat me the lines in the code below that will be available as help. Are these lines that should be made available but won't be? Will any lines produce a syntax error? Okay, so we got a couple questions in here. Oh, I misspelled that, but so I'll make this a raw. So can you chat me? Take a look at this and chat me. What wines will be highlighted is the first question. So which lines in this code will be highlighted in a help? Let's see who does that. I stop my video for a second. Can anybody tell me which vines in this code here will be produced for the help? So the answer, I don't know, is a definition one here. These two should go into the help, is what I think. Is there any answers? Let's try this. Are there any errors? So I assume there must be errors because well, I went through that and didn't give me any errors. Let's see what the help. How do we do the help again? Overall, just help average. Don't need to put in quotes. Oops, help. Yeah. So it's these two lines that overall the function. Basically, it's this part right here. I guess it's not the DEF, but it's that part. So it's these two lines that get in there. Okay, the help lines are called doc strings or to have multiple lines. So turn the following into a doc string. So can you do that? How would you turn that into a doc string? That you despray would help. What would you do? What two lines would you change? sense, man. Turn my video back on, but it still flickers. What do you want? You basically have to change these two codes here. And put three quotes around them. Oops. And I only put two over here. See if that works now. And I got too many because it keeps adding them in when I didn't do it right. There we go. Okay, a quick little example about refactoring a code. Try to take a look at this code and see if you can figure out what it does. Can you tell what the what this code does? Is it easy? Boy, it looks pretty complicated to me. So, if you want, you can look at this as an exercise, but I'll give you the solution. And I think, you know, this will run and give you the result. But the refactoring code is like this, where you define everything into a function, you define your doc string to begin with, you have the loops, you have some statements in here, you use variable names. And the idea is that when you run this, the output here is exactly the same. Okay, so when you refactor, it changes, it doesn't change the code, it doesn't change what the results are. It just makes it easier to understand. So, so the idea here is these key points is to use doc strings to provide help, which I need to probably get into better with my programming in Python. And then use standard styles. That would be very useful. Any comments?
Looks like we've lost your audio again.
Oh.
Looks like it's back.
Okay, now it came back. All right. Well, we better finish this up before it really locks up. Sorry about that. I'm going to try not to touch anything. Okay. So key points, rewrite the code, refactor it, is the idea. I guess the only other thing I mentioned a little bit last time is that I have my own programming guide for generic programs. Which is And part of the problem is, I think it just dropped my VPN, that's why, for the university. See if this locks it up more. Okay, I'm back, I think. Can everybody hear me? Yes?
Yep.
Good, I don't know. I think it might have to do with my VPN that, with the network or something. Anyway, I got my own programming guide on my website, and it also mentions stuff like my doc strings, my information that is at the beginning. I like to put all kinds of information in my things, title, header information, you know, what has to go in that, the syntax of the output, and put a bunch of header comments, I guess. This is kind of the header comments, sorry, I like my doc string, name, purpose, syntax, parameters, an execution example, you know, what you should get there. And then I also keep a modification history with names and dates and summary of the changes. And then a copyright. So all that stuff goes into my doc strings or equivalents. Don't use tabs to indent right here. I say, once you put the markers, I mean, you can define them, but just don't use tabs. Particularly because other people set their tabs differently. Modifications history is very good because we write a lot of community software and you want to see who changed it last so that you can say, what did you do and why did you do that if you got questions? So I've started including not only the names but the email addresses because sometimes we can do that. Sometimes we have people that you may look at a long time ago and not know who the coder is even. There's some stuff about scripts. Also, a lot of programs, we didn't talk about it, can have required and optional variables. So should define them if you have some default values. That's lots of times when I rewrite it to do a different purpose. I make the original purpose the default and then make it so you can change the code. Of course, indent the loops. That's enforced in Python, Eric, 80 characters or so. I try to keep them to 80. You can indent the lines if you have multiple lines of a comment, so you can see the different paragraphs of them. Oh, the other big thing too is a lot of times if you are testing things out, you may put a comment to take out a code. You got to remove them and don't leave them in there once you get the code working. And don't put lines at the end of your code. Variables, again, use descriptive variables. Define the units on your variables. And be careful. You can mix upper and lowercase in Python, but you can't in some languages. Equations, always comment your equations and format the equations so that you have spaces between the equal signs. But your comments should describe the logic of code, not what the command does. You know, a print statement, you know, this prints something out. You know, we know what print statements do. Define the units of the variables, spaces between them. And then there's a few things about prodding. Make good access labels and all that stuff. That's more scientific when you create prods, but you want to create good published quality prods. So do it right away when you get your code working. Go through and fix everything so the prods are good. And take some time with your labels because you want to communicate details to the reader. Okay, that's all I have with my stuff, about 30 minutes and stuff. So any questions, wrap up stuff, and that, I think this is the last session we'll do, so now you can take a break. All the sessions should be online. I put the one from Tuesday, I broke it up on Tuesday into two sessions, and I gotta check, make sure this Jupyter notebook is right. So I put today's recordings on there, so it took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So 14 hours. A couple of them were a little bit shorter. For half an hour, we could get through them. So I'm thinking that we could probably get through it in about 12 hours. And so I think next time I do this, I'll try to do 2 days with 6 hours each day. Do like 9 to noon and then 1 to 4 in 2 days. So I don't know. Anybody think that would be easier or harder? Let's see. Yes or no? Like that? Yes, for you like that better, or no, you'd rather have it 1 hour at a time? Or up for shorter? Yes, you like it faster. A lot of people say yes, so maybe we'll do that. Other questions about Python, anything in general? We went over just about everything you really need to know. The other stuff you can kind of Google, but index your variables, use good names, plot the data. You can do a lot with this. To write papers, read in lots of data. So I will stop sharing the screen. Any questions? comments. I'll keep trying to. Should I stop the recording?